definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this is part three of our Christmas special trilogy. All of the best trilogies come in three parts. And this is no exception. So again, we're not reviewing biscuits. This week, we're reviewing mince pies.
Oh, fuck's sake. So this week we are reviewing Harrod's classic mince pies with brandy and Waitrose Heston Blumenthal spiced short crust mince pies with a lemon twist.
And we'll be judging them on taste and texture.
And drinking booze.
And this is the last one, right? This is the last one of the Christmas specials. Like, no more now. We're done.
Yeah. Spent. Thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree that the best thing about Christmas is when the whole god-awful thing is over and we can go back to our lives without being changed or feeling anything whatsoever.
Yeah. A wise man once said, and it was you, humbug.
Bah, indeed.
Bah, humbug. Yeah. I remember you saying that and I thought, so profound, so wise.
It's just the two of us here. Let's just eat the mince pies as quickly as possible and drink four bottles of booze as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll then pass out for the rest of Christmas and we won't have to deal with anything.
I think I speak for you and for all of our listeners and probably everyone really when I say just fuck Christmas.
Succinct. Yeah, succinct. Excuse you.
Sorry, what?
You just say something.
No, was that, did you just breathe loudly or?
No, more loudly than I usually do.
All right, getting kind of ridiculous now, Dave. Do you want to pack that in?
Okay, look, I do not like you making jokes at the expense of my breathing, okay? I'm quite sensitive about it, so please just knock it off. I don't need this now.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, David! Oh, yeah, that's a ghost.
Okay, right.
It's another ghost. All right, come on then.
Okay.
Who is it this time? Ghost of...
Well, I can hear chains, so I'm guessing... Take a wild stab in the dark and say ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer! It's me! Hello, Merry Christmas!
What?
This just makes no sense whatsoever.
This is ridiculous. You know, actually, no, it does make sense because it's Tom. And of course, this is what he would do.
Yeah. Do you understand the Christmas Carol story?
Have you ever read Christmas Carol? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, this is, and I'm Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I've come as...
So Rudolph, at the end of Christmas Carol, Rudolph takes Scrooge away and shows him the meaning of Christmas.
Rudolph's in all the Christmas stories, right? And I've brought a special Christmas message to get you guys excited about Christmas.
You do look very good as Rudolph.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't remember the story, so he could be right for all I know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember him having as many chains, but okay.
Yeah, why do you have the chains?
You know, Rudolph's got chains, right? It's attached me to the sleigh.
I'm not sure where you get your pictures of Rudolph from. But,
No, I think that makes sense, actually.
I found loads of them on the internet.
Yeah.
I quite like that. That's kind of better than just like a traditional sort of leather harness or whatever, just like a load of chains. Santa Claus just chaining him to the sleigh.
Yeah, some people had these ones in their mouths and stuff, but I was like, wasn't going for any of that.
That'd be useless for a podcast because you need to talk all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
So I just went for the full like waist one.
Yeah, looks pretty good, Rudolph, and I look forward to your message of Christmas festivity.
Mm. But if you could just hold on to that for a second, because we do have important work to do.
Well, I mean, I can just get the message.
No,
we're really busy actually right now. Yeah, so we're going to be reviewing the mince pies of the future.
Yeah, we have a selection of two different pies. So we have Harrod's classic mince pies with brandy.
That sounds expensive.
I'm the ghost here, Dave.
Sorry, right. You're
only
right.
Other ghosts can do that.
These were incredibly expensive. I'll make sure everyone knows £9.50 for six mince pies. And I also say Harrods is a horrendous place. I went there thinking that it was going to be like all silly and like, this is just ridiculous. But you walk out of there feeling a little bit nauseous.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Although I was pretty upset because like the main escalator kind of central thing in the building has all this Egyptian shit around it, like ancient Egyptian, like stuff. Yeah,
the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Exactly. Yeah. And I saw that and thought, wow, man, this place got some really crazy stuff. But I didn't see the craziest thing of all in the basement. There is a statue of Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed holding on to like some kind of bird. And on the base, on the plinth of the statue, it says, innocent victims. Yeah.
Oh my God. Harrods sounds like a fucking great place. Mm.
Harrods also, they are kind of futuristic company because I found out they had the first ever escalator in the UK.
Oh, really?
Installed in 1898, and nervous customers were offered brandy at the top to revive them after their ordeal.
I'd like that now. I hate escalators so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was funny with
escalators. I just hate standing still on an escalator when I could be walking. It's like, why is everyone standing still? There's stairs. It's not a lift. You can just walk up.
Okay. So
I'm starting to sense why you don't like Christmas, Dave.
What are you talking about? I'm nothing if not ambivalent towards Christmas. You know what? It's so commercial. That's my problem with it. Mm. Gah. Bring back the good old days when Christmas meant something, am I right?
You do say bring back Jesus into Christmas.
Yeah, bring spot. Jesus back. He's like, where's he now?
Let's put Jesus back on top of the Christmas tree.
That's where he belongs.
Yeah.
Hang his little socks over the fire.
Yeah. Well, obviously, now that we live in this liberal future and they're no longer called Jesus pies, they're now called mince pies, you know.
It's a crying shame.
Exactly.
Okay. I feel like we went slightly off topic there, like a little bit.
No, that was all very Christmassy.
Do you want to give us a quick recap just so people know where we're at? I'm a bit lost, I have to say.
Okay. Look, you're just a guest here, right? You're not like involved in the show. You're just haunting us.
Although you are kind of meant to be guiding us towards.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's on you. That's not on us.
I'm the fucking puppet master here, baby. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, it's up to you. You have to convince us. We don't have to convince you that mince pies are good. You got to convince us that Christmas is good or something, whatever it is you have to do.
You're going to be fucking loving Christmas by the end of the
season. Seems highly unlikely. I will bet all the Patreon money, which we no longer have after I bought those Harrods mince pies, that you will not convince me.
I do notice that they're £2.56 per 100 grams.
Oh!
Wow, that's pretty pricey.
How's that box feel?
It feels pretty weighty.
Yeah. They've gone for very... The box itself, though, is not that fancy, you know?
But it's that kind of like, they don't want to be seen to be trying too hard.
It's like, is anything on it even embossed?
No, I mean, there is a kind of...
Yeah,
actually,
there is.
I take it back.
But it's really subtle. It's like little Christmas bells and holly, and it's like... Ooh,
it's so subtle and just so precise.
Basically, I'm assuming then that these mince pies are going to be fucking amazing. Yeah. You haven't wasted any of that £9 on the packet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely not that you're buying the name either. That's a very traditional looking box. So it's red, it's got holly, it's got gold on it. You know, it's very capitalist, very commercial, very Christmassy.
Best kind of Christmas thing.
The other one, from Heston from Waitrose.
Mm-hmm.
These are spiced short crust mince pies with a lemon twist. So this represents a possible innovation of the future.
Yeah.
But I would say it's not a particularly Christmassy box. They kind of got like...
Where's the lemon in a boat?
It's all grey as well. Where's the red? Where's the green?
Grey and a lemon in a boat does not say Christmas.
Is this like in the future where like the sea level has risen?
Oh.
We're all going to be in boats.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to...
This is like far, like 50 years.
And I see it. And the lemon is to stop us all getting scurvy.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we're all going to feel like bloody lemons for not doing anything.
Oh, there we go.
That's us. That's us in the future.
And the scurvy thing, probably more accurate.
Scurvy, yeah.
I'm all for innovation.
Yeah.
I'm all for thinking outside the box. Within reason. Lemons?
Lemons and mince pies, I know. Yeah,
they
I'm not sure about citrus.
They put holly on the lemon. You're like, you're not fooling anyone. No, lemon's not Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Orange? Yeah, maybe. I'll give you orange.
Maybe.
You know what? I think we've got off to this packet of mince pies on the wrong foot.
Really?
I think you guys are being... You're bringing all your Christmas negativity to the...
What? It's just plain old negativity. It's not Christmas negativity.
It's objective negativity
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
Well, seemingly from this packet, you can just shove a bit of holly on it and it's fucking Christmas lemon. So why not? We got the Christmas drinks out. We got the mince pies. You know, I guess the mince pie. It's Christmas David, isn't it?
Everything's Christmas. It's like prefix Christmas.
Yeah.
Thing.
It's the Christmas special. Therefore, you're Christmas.
We're Christmas Davids. You're...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. It's like... Perhaps, guys, we should be trying to bring a bit of positivity towards the pies, you know? It's like looking forward to the future.
But are we looking forward to the future? I think you're massively misjudging the current climate. Like, no one's looking forward to the future right now. Everyone's scared, and rightly so, because fucking lemons are replacing the traditional mince pie filling.
This is the capitalist future. It's the constant innovation where you're just kind of making... small differences on an old idea.
This is just
it's novelty and just destroying any old tradition. This is a tradition versus innovation showdown as well.
And listening to us now, you're probably like blown away by how pro we are, because we're analyzing these mince pies, not even had a taste.
Exactly. Some people call that prejudice, but not us. Maybe wrong.
It's professionalism, okay? Yeah. We're so good at our job, we don't even need to taste them
to know loads of stuff about them. Do you want to score it before you...
No, we'll have a taste. All right. The general structure of the show will remain intact.
Yeah.
We're not heathens, this guy.
I mean, I'm a ghost, so I already know what your scores are.
Are you a ghost, Rudolph, now?
And how does that work? What, ghosts know the future?
Did you not hear the woo at the beginning?
He did do that, to be fair. Yeah, yeah.
Christmas Carol, guys, you know.
But did Father Christmas kill you?
Was it like his bad driving?
Spoilers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Find out later on.
No, me and Matthew are very good friends, thank you.
I know he does sometimes pull those chains a bit tight. he doesn't know his own strength. That's the problem. Yeah. Should we go for tradition first, I reckon?
Yeah, makes sense.
We got like a baseline then. Oh. Your hand's too poor to open it.
Yeah. They're too rough with all the work.
It's burning my fingers.
I mean,
so the description is all butter pastry made with British wheat flour and filled with minced meat using finest quality apples, cherries, prunes, and festive spices. And there's some brandy in there somewhere.
Yeah, looks really nice. I like how smooth it is.
It's got a big H on it.
Looks a bit kind of different, a little bit weird, a little bit odd.
It smells fucking great.
Smells amazing. My taste buds are like tingling with excitement.
Let's taste the high life, boys. It's pretty good.
I still don't know if I would, you know, £9.
Yeah, no, I've been totally turned over, to be honest.
But although maybe in the future, £9 is actually like £3.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
I guess to futurists, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty well balanced. It's like, I could do with a touch more brandy. When you say you've got brandy in it, yeah. I want a little bit of burn. You know?
I can't really taste the brandy.
No. It's not too sweet, though, which I quite like.
I really like the pastry.
Mm.
It's really nice. It's filling, kind of more shortbready kind of thing.
Filling's a little bit disappointing.
It's big, right? It's big and chunky.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes that works against it because you're not getting all the flavor at once. Mm. You've got to chew a little bit to kind of like appreciate it. But, you know, maybe that's what these pies, like, that's probably not a fault from the pie's perspective. And, like, it wants you to take your time and kind of, like, think about the taste and the texture.
I would say quite often, you know, they bill them as, like, deep-filled mince pies. I feel these are genuinely... I forgot there's also Randy Ghost in Rudolph as well. I say these are deep filled. There's a lot of filling in that.
Yeah, you can kind of keep chewing it for quite a long time, can't you?
Mm.
A lot of raisins in there.
Mm. Still not worth my pound.
Definitely not worth.
Not to current us, but future us. Oh my God, what the hell? Oh! Sorry, I've opened the Heston by Waitrose mince pies, and I'm a little bit terrified of this.
Okay.
Oh, let's have a go. We're going to open our box.
What the
Oh my
fuck?
God. I just probably shouted in the side of the microphone.
It looks like a cross between a rice cake and some kind of alien thing.
This shit is crazy, listeners. This is like... Yeah.
This is so futuristic.
It's very... This is innovation. These are... If the capitalist machine continues running for another 50 years...
And
this
I hope
is what
it does.
Me too, absolutely. Yeah. So we finally get up the money.
Jesus Christ.
Is that Rice Krispies?
No, I did. Okay, so this says, 4 zesty mince pies made with a spice shortcut pastry, richly fruited mincemeat, lemon curd, and a zesty all butter crumble topping.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, then. Let's go for a taste of these. Oh, there's no case. This what? Oh, what am I meant to eat this on?
Well, but that's the future.
Oh, maybe in the future they'll also sell cases separately so that they get you coming
right,
and going.
I think
then.
In the future the tinfoil that is used for cases like goes towards war production.
So. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. There's the total war, the never-ending war.
Yeah, the never-ending war.
Well, maybe I like the idea that you get your own cases. Well, thank you very much. And then, you know, you put them in the cases and then it's kind of, that'll be the futuristic version of home cooking. All right, should we go for these?
Yeah.
Lemon monstrosities.
Not a lot of smell.
Cinnamon. I can smell cinnamon, right? And lemon?
Bit of lemon.
But it kind of smells
really,
like...
I'm really unsure about this, guys. Like,
it smells like fake lemon.
The look of it, like...
It doesn't look particularly appetizing.
You know, like, in futuristic architecture, where it's like ultra-modern, sometimes it looks really cool and sleek, and sometimes it just looks a bit shit.
Mm.
Like, they've kind of, like, given it lots of weird angles for no reason, and it just doesn't look pleasing to the eye. That's what this looks like.
Yeah.
I'm getting more like... It looks a bit like what I imagine leprosy looks like.
Okay. Well, we're about to put this in our mouths, Tom, so thanks for that.
I'm also getting reminded of, like, white dog shit as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you're...
Yeah. The little chunks of like sweet corny goodness,
but it's basically unrecognizable. If that was brought to me on a plate and someone said that's a mince pie, I'd say fuck off.
Yeah, no, it isn't. This is unacceptable. Get out of my house. So you're in a restaurant. But, okay then.
Okay then. Well, I will stay.
That's the feature. It's all in the packaging. You need to see the packet to know what you're eating.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Whoa! This is madness.
This is like.
It's actually pretty nice.
I mean, it's nice, but it's not a mince pie.
It's not a fucking mince
no,
pie.
No, not in this day and age. Maybe in the future.
It's like some fucking lemon meringue shit going on.
Yeah. Right?
And the base is almost like a bit gingery.
Mm. There's barely any mincemeat.
If you get through to the center, there's a bit more in the center.
It's almost like, it's like popping, is anyone else getting like popping candy kind of? It's like tingling on my teeth.
I'm enjoying it. I'll say that much.
I gotta say, I thought the lemon was gonna like throw me, but actually works quite well.
Yeah, you haven't gone too far with the lemon, but
gingerbread man, it tastes like gingerbread man.
A little bit, yeah. You're definitely getting the ginger.
But is it Christmas though?
It is very well constructed.
Mm.
Like you're getting every kind of major taste out of it, right? You're getting the lemon, you're getting the ginger, you're getting the minced meat, you're getting the pastry stuff, whatever that is. Why not just call it something else? This isn't a mince pie. This is like a deconstructed mince pie.
Well, maybe that's what the future is. This is you know, capitalism at its finest, you know? Just coming over with some weird novelty and trampling on
mince pie.
Yeah, and trampling on tradition.
You know what this is? This is the meme of mince pies.
Right, okay.
Someone's taken the concept of a mince pie
and
they've like broken it down and basically like a million different influences have like taken this concept, shaped it into something almost unrecognizable, and yet somehow they still all know what it means and what the essence of it is.
And actually, now you put it like that, I can kind of see it. So I can imagine in 50 years, maybe.
What are you laughing for?
Like, no, no, sorry. you guys are clearly professional biscuit reviewers. I'm sure that extends to mince pies. You know, go off and
maybe
go off on your story.
Shortages of other mincemeat ingredients have led us to use lemons in the future, and we no longer have any metal. Possibly because we're engaged in a continuous war with Europe.
War,
yeah,
perhaps.
With Eurasia.
I mean, I go even further because I think the lemon tastes very synthetic. So I think we're perhaps even cut off from all of mainland Europe.
Oh, really?
The idea of lemons still exists in a very strong way, though.
Yeah.
This is the concept of lemons.
Yeah. But in the future, they're like, no, mince pies are always like this.
Yes.
And if we came, if we turn over the house mince pie, they'd be like, why have you got that Euro pie? And we'd be like,
Actually, you know what? What I'm getting is the
very patriotic.
This is the mince pie of Brexit, basically. This is what happens.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm listening.
Because, like, the other mince pie is perhaps the mince pie of a utopian future.
Mm-hmm.
This is all apocalypse. This is all like, we don't have the ingredients anymore.
Oh, yeah. I think we got it. The Harrods mince pie is the mince pie that UKIP wants the future to be like. And the Waitrose mince pie is the actual future. This is it. God. We could have swung the result of the referendum if we presented the argument in these terms.
That's it. This is, yeah, exactly. The Harrods mince pie is like, this is what the people who have just jumped off this Brexit cliff, like, believe in their hearts that we're going to be fine and we're going to keep on making mince pies just like we used to in the good old days, not realizing how much, mince pies aren't from Britain originally.
No, where are they from?
I think it is from the Middle East.
Yeah, I think, I might be wrong about this, but I think they come from the Crusades.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was essentially, when it came back to England and with the Christians, they were like, you don't deserve these nice, they were huge, massive pies.
Yeah. Mm.
And then they kind of scaled it all down and they used to have loads of meat in and loads of like really tasty things. And they got rid of all of that and they just left. They're like, you can have a little bit of fruit and some spices.
Yeah, you
can and it's fucking tiny. It was like, used to be the size of a fucking dinner table. And now it's like miniature.
So Rudolph, can you convince us that Brexit is good then? Is that the point of the episode, right? I forgot it. We got a point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough challenge. I'll take it on.
And in the future, it's going to be a great success. The future us will deal with that, yeah.
Essentially, guys, what I think we should be doing here is just take a look at the Harrods mince pie and just close your eyes and pick up the other pie.
Yeah.
Take a little pie, you know?
Imagine you're eating the Harrods one where you're actually just eating the one. Yeah, so this is good advice. I kind of believe in Brexit. Mission accomplished, Rudolph.
Close your eyes, pucker up.
Okay, so scores?
I'm going to give the Harrods a 3.5.
Okay, solid. Solid and spectacular.
Rudolph?
I think I'm going to give the Harrods a 4.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just because I don't believe in that bullshit system of you can't give fives. I know this is bringing up old beef.
Yeah.
And we probably haven't got time to. It's Christmas and it's all, it's not about settling old scores.
Maybe although why did you bring it up then?
Does this every Christmas starts a fight?
I mean, that's the spirit of Christmas,
it's so
right?
Passive aggressive
sometimes.
Yeah,
that's Christmas, isn't it?
It's definitely about digging up all grudges.
Yeah, I've given it a 4.
Okay.
I've been suckered in.
Mm.
I got to admit, it was tastier than I thought it was going to be, right?
Yeah. I was kind of excited and it lived up to expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Brexit's going to be great, guys.
And you'd
pay £9 for those quite happily.
£9.50.
What?
No, I'd, yeah. Oh, well, that makes all the... No, I'd happily let Dave pay £9.
Yeah.
So that's because I was going to give it 3.5, but because I paid so much money for them, I'm giving it 4 because I need to convince myself it was worth it.
Right.
But they're good. They're Solomon's pies. They're kind of nutty, sweet. They, you know, good pastry, good filling. Can't really fault it, but it just doesn't really blow your socks off. But then you remember how much you paid. You're like, oh, actually, no, they're amazing. Yeah.
Exactly.
The abomination from Waitrose. Yeah. The something which came from another dimension.
I'm gonna go for a 2.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, average. I mean, I gotta be honest. Like, I did kind of like them.
Yeah.
It was okay. I wouldn't eat them out of choice. Like, I'd eat them if you forced me to, and then I'd be like, oh yeah, not so bad.
Yeah.
But I think they are well made, well constructed, and well thought out. Like, the philosophy behind them is sound.
Yeah.
And you definitely get every taste. Mm-hmm. Like, you really like experience every taste that it has. I just don't particularly like the tastes that it's offering me that much.
Yeah, I mean, I found it confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bites, maybe a 3.5, but then like other ones, it's kind of like a 2.
Yeah, your face was crazy when you were eating them. It was just like all over the place.
It's pretty, it does a lot to you, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
Positive Tom over there.
It could have been a 2. I'm going to go 3.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for 3 as well. Because it was my first impression was were this is an abomination. This is not edible. This should not be eaten by humans. It's actually not bad. But I'm thinking now, which one would I rather have another bite of right now? It's the Harrods one.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice try, Hessen. And, you know, hats off for continuing the capitalist machine and just offering small variations on old ideas and selling it at a big markup. But for me, it's the much more expensive Harrods, right?
Do you think we should point out to the American listeners, anybody maybe not from the UK, that it's not Charlton Heston mince pies, but it's Heston Blumenthal?
No, it's not. It's Charlton Heston.
Oh, it's Charlton Heston. Yeah,
this year it is. Previously it was just Heston Blumenthal, but this year they dug up Charlton Heston. Wait, is he dead?
Maybe the simulation of him lives on.
Maybe, yeah.
The Charlton Heston simulation designed these pies.
Maybe, yeah. We'll never know.
Or care.
Okay, so now we're going to do texture, but no dunking. You can't dunk a mince pie, obviously. So we're going to pair it with different drinks. Port, which represents tradition. Bailey's, which represents cheap and cheerful. Brandy, which represents high class, and mulled wine.
Yeah, and those are the four pillars of Christmas.
The four pillars of Christmas, which every good Christmas is built around and upon. Yeah. Okay, so first up, the port.
Shall I be mum?
Do the honours, please, mum.
Well, there we are, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, I'm starting to feel maybe Rudolph will turn me
what
around.
What was that? A little bit of Christmas cheer there, eh?
Oh, careful now.
Okay, So
first of all...
Why do I feel like I'm about to be shot?
So I think I'd...
Just raise the gun. No.
Yeah, if I got port and a mince pie for being shot, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
I think that's not a bad send-off.
Cool, we'll know what to get you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm in Christmas Central right now. Yeah.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful.
Christmas Eve has landed, boys.
Yeah. It's one of those kind of flavor combinations. I would not want this all year round. If I had to have this every night, I would fucking hate it. But just once a year, it kind of, you know, evokes that idea of, you know, fireplaces and snow, which never happens. But
your once a night drink is White Lightning mixed with vodka.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's refreshing.
Yeah.
You know?
it
gives you brain power as well.
Yeah. Just what you need first thing in the morning.
I hate to say it, but isn't that one of the joys of Christmas? Like, you wouldn't want Christmas every day of the year. Bloody hell.
That is true. I agree.
But once a year, just for that. Get a bit weird, you know.
The texture of the mince pie goes very well with the port.
Mm.
It's like they were made for each other or something. It's the weightiness of both the pie and the drink, I think, because port's a very weighty drink.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite a sweet combination as well. So that's another reason why I wouldn't want this every day, because I don't want to get diabetes.
But then I think, especially not at your age, but then I think they're not actually that sweet.
Should we go for the... mince pie from another planet.
Oh, God, I'm not sure I can eat a whole other one of these.
Yeah, the lemon and port. not a great combo, I'll be honest. Not a classic.
Oh, no. Oh.
No. That lemon, it just comes out so much more once you have a sip of the port. It changes the flavor of the port, I think.
Fucking hell. That's like properly hard to finish. I just got the center of the pie where it's like all lemon as well.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck you, Heston.
Yeah, Charlton Heston, you prick.
No wonder you're such a fucking gun nut.
I'd be pretty violent too if this is the kind of thing that I ate on a daily basis.
Good actor, though.
Oh, fantastic. It's amazing. It does manage to ruin the mince pie. And the port as well.
Yeah,
the port tastes bad afterwards.
They both assassinate each other. Mm.
Wow.
That was really bad.
So yeah, Harrods mince pie with the port. Very good. Very Christmassy.
Great. All the numbers.
The other one, just big warning sign, big red cross. Do not go here.
Okay. It's not really surprising, is it, that the port doesn't go well with the crazy futuristic.
No.
Licking the glass there, Dave?
Don't expose him like this.
David is a gentleman and doesn't reveal these things on air. You know?
Didn't have enough vodka on your cornflakes this morning, did you?
He's so biting, isn't he?
I know. I don't know how this guy's supposed to teach us about the spirit of Christmas. He's an asshole.
It's the spirit of Christmas, guys.
It's just banter. It's just gentle ribbing.
Tom is everyone's uncle right now.
Get a bit drunk, piss out your family.
No, what I was actually trying to do was clean the glass a bit before the next round.
Well, we could just use water. I will say, yeah, I think Tom's onto something, though. Like, the sort of futuristic jazzy pies, Heston pies, you know, it's not that surprising that it doesn't pair with the most traditional of drinks, port.
Good point. Good
point. It's an old school drink for an old school pie. And I think like the Harrods one is trying to, I mean, it, as much as I do like the Harrods one, it is a bit, you know, it's that comfortable thing, right? That
yeah.
we've kind of criticized in the past where it's kind of true, like dredge true. Up the comfort of nostalgia and but saying it, like, remember the good old Christmases.
Yeah. But if there's a choice between that comfortable good old Christmas or this hell Christmas from the future, I'm going for good old Christmas.
Yeah, you know? Of course.
Yeah.
It works for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why all the Christmas adverts work.
Okay, then. So next up is the Baileys, which says on the front, treat for you, which suggests that this is for people who drink alone. smells like a bit like a toilet in a bad pub. But
oh, man, does. Now you fucking mentioned urinal cakes.
Okay. Oh,
I never realized Baileys tasted like a urinal cake until now.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think it's really working on the Harrods one. Yeah, that, is that an expression of awe? Like you've just seen God?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not inedible. It's just pretty gross and just feels like a really awkward meeting, as you would expect between the cheap and cheerful Baileys and the high-class Harrods.
It's like the Harrods can smell the cheap Baileys and it's letting off defense pheromones or something in your mouth.
It's like the Baileys has walked into the room and be like, oh, all right, Governor, how's it going? I feel the Baileys gone there like that and the Harrods are just gone like, charmed. Charmed, but I really must be going.
And that'll just happen in our mouths.
Yeah,
right now.
That awkward encounter just happened in our mouths. Yeah. And we're just, and now they've both gone, but we're just left stood there having observed it, being like, oh, that was awkward.
Yeah, and it's not a pleasant aftertaste.
No.
I know I'm trying to bring you guys around to the idea of Christmas, but you've got to have it with the shit one now as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is...
I mean, this could be... I mean, hey, I'm knocking it before I've tried it. So let's fucking try it.
Oh, this is one of yours.
Why are you fucking quaffing it, Dave? Sip, darling, sip.
Yeah, sip your Baileys, darling.
You know what?
It's not as bad as the Harrods.
It's not as bad as the Harrods.
No.
Yeah.
One all.
Yeah. Well, you say one all. The Harrods one in the port was actually pleasant. That I didn't think was... I wouldn't go so far as to call it pleasant, but it wasn't...
They kind of just cancelled each other out. It was just kind of okay. It just kind of like was nothing in the end. It's like what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
Yeah.
What happens?
Not a lot, really.
Not much. It's actually quite, pretty average. Quite dull.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the Waitrose with the Baileys better than the Harrods combination with the Baileys. But for me, the port with the Harrods one still leading.
I think, like, actually, I mean, I don't know how Heston would feel about it, but I think Baileys is a pretty good pairing.
Yeah.
A pretty appropriate pairing.
Yeah, cheap and cheerful's working well with the premium mediocre of Waitrose.
Yeah.
Don't shoot above your station.
Mm. Mm. Know thyself.
Now,
I'm really full of the spirit of Christmas.
Well, next up, we have Martel Brandy. Yay. Which, even though it's in a tiny bottle, is really expensive. Oh,
that was great.
Great sound effect, Tom.
How does he do it?
Yeah.
Allow me, old boy.
Thanks, old gent.
That might be a bit too much, sorry.
Okay, so what? This is the brandy with
the Harrods.
The Harrods.
Yeah.
The nostalgic, whimsical future pie.
Oh, man.
Do you think people normally take a big mouthful of mince pie and then just quaff a load of brandy? Is that like how it's done?
I do. They should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is such a weird section. Are you doing better? I'm
just really enjoying my brandy, guys. So... Is mince pies and brandy like a thing?
The Harrods ones are classic mince pies with brandy.
Yeah. So you're getting two lots of brandy then.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's because I didn't think they went brandy enough.
Well,
they are now, buddy.
Maybe they're just...
Don't do that, Tom. Okay, listeners, Tom is now dunking a mince pie into his glass of brandy.
Well, I never!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Really?
Just get a little bit on the outside of the pastry.
I hope this isn't one of his textbook ruses.
He does like to make fun of us.
He does like a good ruse.
Such a prankster.
So yeah, we've just dunked our pies in brandy. Do not do this in high society. You will be flogged.
Yeah, not around your £9 friends.
You're getting that brandy now.
Mm. Gives you those fumes which I was wanting from the pie. I was wanting to like the crust to break open and to the spirits to waft into my nose, and now that's what I'm getting.
Really kind of like heightens the taste of everything. It's better than the Baileys.
But it's not better than the port.
No. Mm. Brandy is just too elitist, where it's like, don't have me with anything at all, ever. Just have me on my own.
Or with cigars,
yeah. Mm. Eat a nice cigar and have some brandy.
Eat your cigars, read a book.
Yeah.
Maybe eat the book.
Yeah.
And drink some brandy.
Yeah. Dip the pages in the brandy, eat the pages. Oh, shit, yeah. I forgot I got to have it with the other one as well.
Oh, yeah. It's really descending into a...
Yeah. Right. Oh, this is why we never drink when we're in dinner.
Just as a quick recap, in case we blanked out for a moment there. Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's all right, yeah.
I mean, mostly the brandy is good, and then also I'm eating a pie.
Mm.
The kind of the flavorfulness of the Heston,
yeah, Charlton Heston's mince pie.
the flavorfulness of the Heston mince pie. Like, there's so much going on there that when you drink the brandy, you're not really getting any of the taste of the brandy, just that hit of alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's alcohol and lemon. It's like, oh, you know what I need with this kind of burning alcohol? A nice shot of lemon as well. Just really finish the job off. Ugh.
Don't invite lemons to a brandy party.
Is that the Christmas message?
That's just something Tom said. He always says that. Yeah,
right,
just apropos of nothing.
Okay. But before we get there, one more. The mulled wine. The homemade option.
Remember, four pillars of Christmas.
Oh, God.
Why couldn't the four pillars of Christmas just been like a couple of lagers? Oh yeah, that's like a nice
good moment.
A nice warm hug. Oh, it was a little bit of a funny taste. What did you cook in the pan last time?
Cow's heart.
Oh yeah.
Does that come in through?
Yeah. It's got like a very hearty taste to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, going straight in there.
Straight in. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
I've gone from just being comfy to being cozy now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely upgraded.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a mince pie that doesn't go with mulled wine, I think. And this one being such kind of, you know, one that draws on sort of the traditional values of a mince pie, even though it is futuristic. But
it's our future, you know. our
future we deserve.
Lavish future.
It's very nice. It's very comforting.
It feels like someone's rolled up a big woolly blanket and stuffed in my mouth.
Okay, well, that doesn't actually
very,
sound
very cozy. Sound
in a good way.
In a good way. Like a mini wool blanket, not a full-size one. That'd be ridiculous. Sure. That'd be horrible. Now I'm going to go for the futuristic pie.
Oh, I don't want to eat that again.
So you thought this was all fun and games, didn't you?
I did as well. I was like, great, we're going to come and eat some nice pies.
Again, it brings out the lemon.
Mince pie with lemon. With lemon.
With lemon, though.
Lemon. What are you thinking?
You know, Heston? Yeah, maybe actually innovation's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start making new things.
We've been fairly critical of Brexit in the past, but I think right now.
It's starting to come around to the other side now. Maybe we should just go back in time to a past which never existed.
Essentially, isn't that what we do with Christmas every year?
Ooh. Interesting.
Maybe.
Okay.
Before we get onto this message, which I can feel is imminent.
He's vibrating.
My favorite combo was the Harrods and the port, I think. Yeah. And I'm going to give that a solid 4.5.
Nice.
And I'd also just like the Heston one, it didn't work with any of them. If it worked with any, it was the Baileys, but I was still fucking gross. And that gets like a 1.5. And everything else is like nothing.
I mean, for the Heston pie, it belongs with Baileys. Like, that's the pairing there. But the best one is, the Harrods and the port. And for that, I give a 4.
Four.
Yeah.
Strong 4.
Yeah. And your good self, Rudolph.
Rudolph thinks that...
Okay, now he's talking in third person. He couldn't get any weirder than he is now.
Good if you sat close to the mic as well.
Sorry, yeah, I'm like fucking sound guy, yeah. Sitting in the mic, sorry. I'm all relaxed now after my Bailey's port and the fucking mulled wine.
Yo, well,
and the
brandy.
Yeah. The port and the Harrods, obviously, yeah. was the combo. I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, okay.
That's not that high.
And I feel like I want to score the worst combo, which was definitely the brandy and the Heston. Heston pies.
Oh. Heston.
Heston. Yeah. Thanks, Heston. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 1.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, Tom, but you have to... that's not how this one works. You have to say what that Heston pie pairs with.
I'm going to, like... I'm going to pair it with the brandy just to, like, you know, it should be horrible.
It should be horrible.
Oh, right, okay.
That's an
okay.
interesting new kind of perspective on reviewing that we've never considered before. Is
no, yeah.
Deciding that things should be bad.
I'm going to pair it with the brandy so I can score it a 1.
Okay. I got to say, for... Like, you know, Christmas spirit. You're pretty mean-spirited.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't given my message yet.
Okay.
Like, it better be a fucking good message. Because right now, I'm not getting any positive vibes from you at all. Negative energy.
I know.
If
you let me give my message at the start, I'm just a bit annoyed that you didn't let me. I was like,
we've got important work to do.
But it's like, you know, it's like I'd steeled myself up. I was ready to give the message, and then you guys fucking tramped all over my ego, and you know, all dragged me through the dirt. Maybe eat all this.
Well, I think on a subconscious level, you understood that what we were doing, the message that we were giving to the people, was more important than the message that you were giving to us.
Right. I still saw this as more of an in and out job. I was
okay,
and then I can get back to like my real Christmas.
Okay. Well, I think I'm ready for the message now. I don't know whether it's the, you know, the great company or all these pillars of booze that we've had, or the snow falling outside.
There's a lot of snow.
I think I might be feeling something, a little bit of festivity in me. I'm not sure.
Sure, it's not like a stroke or something?
I don't know. I'm hoping not.
That's just what his face normally looks like.
fuck this Christmas spirit.
I know.
All right, I feel like we got off on this. Like, I'm going
to
go out the room.
I don't know. I'm starting to like him a bit now. He's growing on me like a fungus. So, go on, what's your message?
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, David and David.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good start.
There we go. Oh, there's a smile on your face already.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a more of a kind of a sneer.
I was saying grimace.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought that was smiling.
No, because he does that a lot.
Yeah.
I made the same mistake.
You know, Christmas is it's a once a year thing. You know, it's not something you do 365 days of the year. And so I wouldn't do this every day, guys, but I love you.
Yeah, I'm not really getting what the message is here. You love us. What is that? What are you talking?
Well, isn't that? I mean, that's
what am I meant to do with that?
Yeah. How does it benefit us? How does it make us look good?
You know, Christmas is a time where you're giving me a weird look here. I mean, I did prepare a message, guys.
It just seems like you didn't.
It's just doing a bit of a preamble, I'm sure, just to kind of like warm us up.
You kind of hit us with "I love you" to kind of like throw us off our game a little bit.
Yeah, you guys are like looking a bit uncomfortable right now.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I'm out of my comfort zone, so I'm ready to be challenged. So,
you know, but it's all just bullshit, isn't it?
What?
It's all just an idea. And that's why it's so fucking good. Christmas is what you make of it. It's a day off a year from the man, you know, mm-hmm. as long as you appease the man with your money and the day's running up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But on that day, the shops are closed, mm-hmm. the man goes to bed, and Father Christmas, Rudolph come out to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just think you guys, as usual, are, you know, you're just knocking it before you've tried it.
Are you saying the problem is we've just never had Christmas?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've...
I've had more than one Christmas.
I've had a few Christmases, yeah.
But have you ever had... Have you ever had Christmas of the future?
What is Christmas of the future,
Tom? What makes it different from now?
Christmas is basically just some crazy story that we've just...
Whoa,
been...
hold on there.
All right.
What?
It's all just a figment of your imagination. And you know why that is? Because Christmas is what you make of it, boys.
Ah.
Okay. Is that your message? Christmas is what... Because we have Christmas? Pretty bad imaginations. We're kind of famous for our bad imaginations.
I think, you know, maybe Tom's on something. It's what you make it. And we made Christmas
be about having four different kinds of booze with two different kinds of mince pies. We've had a lot of fun today.
We have had a lot of fun tonight. A lot of fun. You know what? Maybe you and I are onto something, and Tom's also here. Maybe it's about what we've kind of brought to Christmas is what we bring to everything in this show. Structure. Beautiful, beautiful structure. We found a way to sort of shrink Christmas down into its base components, and we've analyzed it clinically and taken all of the joy and fun out, but also found a lot of content.
We
pulled it apart and we created content.
I guess all the novelty of Christmas does create an awful lot of content, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got the films, which are different to films from the other times of the year.
Yeah.
You got Father Christmas. You got the Christmas
adverts,
Testament.
Coca-Cola, the branding.
Yeah.
Different
all the toys.
Sort of holidays. Yeah, the Santa's Grotto thing.
Yeah.
All that glorious content.
Which doesn't come around the rest of the year.
Wouldn't exist without Christmas.
Yeah.
It's basically fucking genius, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Take ordinary chocolate. Mm. Now it's Christmas chocolate.
Brilliant. It's all that, Bailey's, we not have Bailey's nuts. Mulled wine, you have it once a year. Mince pies, once a year. It's that once a year content. So it doesn't get stale because it comes around fleetingly and you kind of just drain it for all the content it's got.
But when it does come out, everyone's so excited by the fact that it's coming out that they're like, yes, I'll buy anything that's got this like just idea, this concept attached to it.
Mm.
This is brilliant.
It's all fresh content. But it's not. It's old content because it comes around once a year. It feels fresh.
Christmas has been great for us. It's been great for our brand. It's been great for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast.
We've got not just, quality, but quantity because this is a fucking long episode.
Which is way more important
because
that's extra content.
Exactly.
It's deep-filled content.
Exactly.
Yes, I get it now. The spirit of Christmas. I understand. I'm a changed man. Is it Christmas yet?
Why, David, I believe it is. It's midnight.
Oh, then it wasn't too late.
Well, I think my work here is done. Merry Christmas, David and David.
Well, I feel like a new man, I gotta say. I was a little unsure about this whole thing, but then just sort of out of nowhere and due to no like kind of discernible presence, I just kind of made up my own mind that actually I like Christmas now.
Yeah, so same here. I'm not really sure what happened in the last few hours, but we seem to be surrounded by a lot of empty mince pie casings and lots of empty bottles of booze. And I feel kind of nauseous, so clearly some sort of horrific episode. Now, I now think that maybe it's because, the content is its own reward and Christmas, it's a special kind of content at Christmas.
Yeah.
I think I can use the fuel that we've got from this Christmas to take us through for another year.
From what the spirits have said, past, present, and future, I remember them all, of course, not future so much, that's kind of a vague blur, but past and present, certainly. And I've been moved, and I feel like I am kind of in touch with the spirit of Christmas now, and I know that you are too, and so I've got you something.
Oh, David, I'm touched. This Mr. Ambassador, but wait, what could possibly be inside this? Could I open it? Is it Christmas Day yet?
It is Christmas Day.
Okay, I'll open it then.
Please open your present.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you deserve it.
David, with these chocolates, you are really spoiling me.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I know we've been doing this show for many years now, but I just wanted to say I value you.
I see some value in you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas, David.
Thank you. And I know that obviously we've both been kind of like changed by this whole experience. Obviously, I was so changed that I got you a present.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you've got to say or give to me?
Yeah, I just want to say starting a new show is always tough, but I'm really proud of myself for how well I've kind of dealt with the challenge of the show.
Yeah.
It's just tough kind of coming back every week, finding something new to say about biscuits.
Sure.
But I feel kind of, the love that people show me, all sorts of people, and there's no one in particular who kind of stands out. I think that kind of love makes me realize that I can keep on doing this.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to everyone. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, bite size for more festive fun.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, that was Tom Dowling, and you can join us again next year when we'll be reviewing Rose Biscuits. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great Christmas!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.